This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
You by Bahamas South Island Promotion Board, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Click, KFC, Muffler World, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, and Sandcastle Bahamas.
Got it locked to the Monday, July 14th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty, along with Mary Jane, in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday edition. And it's a little different edition on this Monday. Roscoe Thompson's traveling. Normally we check in with Roscoe and everything live from Abaco. Roscoe is traveling. And he has been delayed, so he won't be able to make it back into Abaco in time to cover the show today. But he will be back on next Monday. But MJ is here today. We're going to have a great conversation. What's going on, MJ?
Just hanging out.
How was your holiday weekend, your Independence weekend? You enjoyed yourself?
Independence was so good. It was so... Why are you laughing?
Because a lot went on that weekend, man.
Yeah, no, but it was good. I thought that... I mean, I was a little bit disappointed. The weather on that day wasn't as perfect as we would have wanted it to be. But I think it was still good overall, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad to see, you know, the good that we've accomplished in 52 years. And I look back at a little somber too and say, wow, why are we still in the same place we were? In some cases.
Yes. Yeah.
And in some cases, worse than where we were. We've evolved and it's gotten worse.
You could look at some of our islands and keys and they're probably exactly the way that they were 52 years ago. That's one of the, you know, one of the things about having an archipelagic nation where the development isn't equal. So, yeah, some places definitely, you know, hitting those 70s, 60s, 50s vibes.
And just for the foolishness that we Bahamians do, shout out to that young man who sent a video viral, must be at 12:01 in the morning on his college campus, only draped in a pair of shorts, Bahamian flag tied around the neck, and he screamed out, "Get up, everybody! Happy Independence Day!" I'm like, "Yes,
I love it, you, my boy. I love it. I love how Bahamians show out."
And my boy Buddy too, because listen, Buddy, you know I love you to pieces, Buddy. But listen, not every movie has a historical, actual, factual. Some are actual fiction,
and
some
are
nonfiction.
About?
Oh, Lord.
What did Buddy do?
And you know I got a special place in my heart for Buddy here. Mad love for Buddy. But Buddy gone with the family on vacation to the Colosseum in Rome, which is an awesome vacation.
Yeah.
And in true Bahamian fashion, Buddy burst in the middle of the Colosseum and shout out, "Maximus!" To which the Italian tour guide had to turn around and say, "Mr. Hill, listen to me good. That man is how you say, you know, in Bahamas, he is imaginary. He is not real. The spaghetti is real. The lasagna, real. The Maximus, not so real."
That's a testament to how well to how well Russell Crowe played that character. And it did seem, I think the character was formed from like a lot of several historical figures. But yeah, there was no Maximus Decimus Meridius that really lived back in the day. But shout out to Buddy, having fun over there in Italy.
Props to Buddy, though. I mean, that's
a let him enjoy his world time off. Uh-huh. Okay, let him have his fun.
Listen, you can't take me anywhere in that right either, because say we go to a studio tour and I was happening to walk by and they say, here's the original set of Sanford and Son. I could voice that in the I can do something. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
That's how we be.
Enjoy yourself on vacation. Enjoy yourself.
And I get the thing that unites everybody, good or bad, is that Bahamian pride. Let somebody go on the internet and say something bad about the country. We will unite in a heartbeat.
The CYC crew.
Connection. Mm. All in your belly. Mm. And we'll jump on it and we'll go, it'll last for days. But at home, some of the issues, not so important. And they should be. And we should put the same conviction and fervor into addressing them as we do dealing with somebody globally for insulting the Bahamas. And this weekend in Independence, finally, I saw Bahamians uniting for one common cause. Now, yes, we got multitudes when it comes to immigration. And we got lots to talk about.
Oh, yesterday was a day.
At least it.
Yesterday was a day.
So that's why we're here today. We're going to open up the lines. If you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. All right, and part of the conversation that we're going to have involves our headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian News and Views and Matters since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Big headline. Immigration corruption claims. Pintard sounds alarm, but Monroe fires back. And we're going to get into detail on that because we got lots to talk about. And we're going to open up the line, so we want you to chime in on all the topics we bring up today, because we want to hear how you feel. There's like three press conferences yesterday involving immigration. We want to know how you feel.
Yeah. We're curious to hear what Bahamians have to say.
Two Bahamians reportedly killed in Haiti. Two Bahamian men were reportedly killed in Haiti. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said yesterday the reports from Labadie Cap-Haïtien today are that three Bahamian males and a Jamaican male while on a speedboat were shot at from unknown persons, which resulted in two of the males being killed and another hospitalized. One male remains unaccounted for. So we'll get more as details come in on that. But again, my people, you can't believe everything you see at first glance on social media. You need to fact check some of these things and double check some of the information. Sometimes it's part true and part fake news. Sometimes it's complete fake news. Sometimes fake news. So you got to double check everything. But there are extenuating circumstances to the situation. Vertical Blue returns to Long Island. Glad to see that dive into Dean's Blue Hole is continuing now. That was well attended by many international, free divers. Glad to see it's back there. And government signs deal with Chinese to fund a new hospital. Shaky has
well,
done
that was,
it again.
That was coming. We knew that they had
Shaky
entered
wanted
into
a hospital
agreement.
And he could put up a hospital, but at the end of the day, what are we getting in this deal? I mean, no offense. I look around at some of the constructions made by our most gracious Chinese friends to help us build a stadium. But last time I checked, the stadium needed to be repaired. How is it built? I mean, because when it comes to maintenance as a people, we suck. We can't keep nothing maintained. So obviously we need to be built in the first place that it could last. And now a stadium is one thing, but this is a hospital now.
Yeah, no. I think
despite the backlash and saying it's not feasible there, you need a better location, they're going head on.
I think in terms of the bill that people were talking about, because I also saw something from, it looks like the U.S., if you look in the other daily, the headline talks about this whole deal with the hospital, the specialty hospital.
I guess if you're a Cuban nurse or a Chinese hospital, Uncle Sam got problems with you, got
I'm
issues.
I'm just going to say that the Americans are very much getting into commenting on our healthcare and what's happening in healthcare in the country. I mean, Dr. Darvill is certainly, I'm sure, used not by now to hearing their remarks. You're right. They did kind of interject themselves in what was happening in our contracts with the Cuban workers, medical workers. And now they're talking about this this hospital. The interesting thing, though, is this is actually interesting. According to the Tribune, they say that the United Kingdom, you know, our old colonizers, they also offered some funds. But they wasn't buying lunch.
I hear they wasn't buying lunch to get it done, so why it didn't go that way.
But they got no reply from the Bahamas. How do you not get a reply? Now, I could see if the government determined that the...
Because they wasn't buying lunch.
Well, I don't know that, but I could see if the government, you know, looked at their offer and said, well, it works, but it doesn't. But how does a government not even reply? Isn't the UK the same place where we're looking to partner with some people to get the airport in Freeport sorted out?
Apparently, we have a deal that cut for $400 million that's supposed to go to a British company to facilitate that.
How does the government just not answer at all? To me, that is, you know, how do you get the best deal if you just go to one source and you don't shop around a little bit to make sure that you're getting the best deal?
Are you trying to say that one of our government officials, and I'll put it at Dr. Darvill's feet on this one, since he's the Minister of Health and he was waxing the most poetic about the new hospital. Did our Minister of Health ghost the British investors? Did we ghost them as a people? Did we like put them on ghost mode?
Just didn't answer against left them on red. I'm trying to find out how something like that even happens. Because even a courteous thank you, but no thanks would be what you would expect. But here's the interesting thing, right? So the US Charged Affairs, Kimberly Furnish, she had comments that are being reported out in the Tribune saying, quote, Chinese investments in the Caribbean typically benefit elites, not the people.
You notice that quote too, right?
Countries with shoddy or incomplete projects.
Yep.
And unsustainable debt to China, jeopardizing their development and their sovereignty.
And America should know, because when they hear two words, fiscal cliff, they don't want to go over that fiscal cliff.
It's crazy to know that, although I'm sure based on the smiles from the prime minister and, the Chinese.
And they had a nice Chinese lunch on that one.
The deal is done. The agreement with China was for $267 million. That's the loan for the construction of the new hospital that was signed on Friday. So the deal is done, but it seems like the U.S. and perhaps even the U.K. are none too pleased that they didn't get, particularly the U.K., since they look to, you know, have been wanting to get involved and try to facilitate that loan.
Now, text, I don't know if you're trying to say Uncle Naughty getting up there, but I think I said that. But anyway,
what?
Good afternoon, Naughty. I think what you're trying to say is the minister them blue-tick the Brits and go smooth with the Asian thing on the side.
Yeah.
That. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
However
you want to put it.
Potato,
potato, tomato,
tomato. Anyway, we got a new hospital coming, folks.
Now, the main thing, though, the main elephant in the room, though, the huge headline from the weekend, immigration corruption claims. Pintard sounds alarm, but Monroe fires back. And we're going to pick up the conversation on the flip side of the break with that. We want your take on it. Lines are going to be open. MJ and I are going to talk about that and more. The lines are open, like I said. But for a long time, we've had immigration issues in this country. And I'll be honest with you. The focus and the emphasis is on the Haitians. Because obviously, you know, we have a prime minister courting them the last election. You have Haitian nationals here bragging on their love and loyalty for this country and this government especially, this present administration, but their English is not of somebody who's been here 20, 30 years and waiting to get their papers. Sounds like they've just arrived. And it's not just them, but the spotlight is focused on them because how they've been intertwined with administrations. But don't sleep. There's a whole slew of foreign nationals that are here All right? And it's not just the Haitians. It's our friends in the gated communities of a lighter hue. And you got Cubans, Colombians, Dominicans, El Salvadorians. You have some Africans that are here from different parts of Africa.
So them on top of the
You
the
have Chinese.
Americans,
you have the Filipinos.
The British.
And the British community. Well, I said gated communities of lighter hue. That should blanket all of those.
Yeah, but you could call their names if you
but
call
yeah,
their names
American,
for the
Canadian.
People.
Yeah, and guess what? We got some real scum bucket Canadians here, too. I might want to let you know that, too.
Be
Don't
nice.
Get me started today.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, really? Hey, Canadians, let me tell you,
We're
either I love
there.
You like Putin. Or I can't stand you like Molson Beer. One out of the two. There's no happy medium.
The poutine is pretty nice.
Yeah, the Molson sucks, though. You see? But no, and there's a lot of people that come
I
here.
I think it's just, the conversations just be around, like, just immigration. And
period.
I was happy to see that, you know, definitely had some stuff to say, so we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Lots to talk about, and like I said, we're going to open up the lines. We want to hear from you, too. Because at the end of the day, we're Bahamians. First and foremost over anything. And at the end of the day, in our country, we need to still come first. And I'm not saying other people can't coexist with us and have a right to life and benefit and help us build this country, but we got to do it the right way. And never lose focus on the fact of this, we things. This ours. So we go to the front of the line and we get the perks and the benefits because we are Bahamian. And with that being said, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll be right back at you. We'll be opening up the lines. We'll get into the buzz by John Shoes. We'll be talking this and more as the Monday, July 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Hear that? That's not just a crunch. It's the sound of flavor turning up. Introducing the Doritos Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, a delicious combination of KFC's juicy original large filet stacked with real Doritos nacho cheese chips for a loud, cheesy crunch in every bite. It's bold, it's crunchy, and it's only $8.95. Everyone's chasing the crunch. Don't be the one who missed it. KFC and Doritos, a crunch that's finger-licking good.
In these very difficult times when crime is on the increase, you don't need to waste money on imitation security. Get the best at Wemco Security, the company you keep. Don't delay. Call today or visit their office at 32 Collins Avenue across from Columbus Primary School.
Going through tires faster than a hot night to buck.
One wheel going left,
one wheel going right.
While the car crying and trying to go down the road straight,
Chief, you need to go into Muffler World and get your wheels aligned. Muffler World will set you on the straight and narrow in no time. With computerized wheel alignment. And since the car is up already on the rack, take them one tread tires off and get some new ones. Muffler World on Mackey Street. Got that computerized wheel alignment and brand new tires.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
Nassau Cruise Board, Kalik, and Ricardo Rum presents the Made in the Bahamas Festival. Join us on Saturday, July the 19th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a cultural affair hosted by Kenny and the Mighty Pencil. Get ready for live performances by Avi, Fanshawn, Ancient Man, and more. Plus music by the best DJs. Enjoy entertainment by the Royal Bahamas Police Force Band, a Junkanoo Rush Out, giveaways, and tasty Bahamian food. Admission is only $10, so don't miss out. Drink responsibly and celebrate proudly.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
I'd
just wanna stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize on my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was. But it's fun to fantasize. Oh, 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 oh. I'm born, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm born, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
We're back at ya on the Monday, July 14th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty Love and Mary Jane in your company. And for the person who just texted me, that was John Mayer the first time, waiting for the world to change. And this one here is 21 Pilots.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
There you go, man. Good stuff. Let's get that to the phone lines real quick. We are into the buzz. Brought to you by John Shoes. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-436. Toll free in anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. We want to hear from you all on this. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Head.
Hey, who's it, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, man, this immigration problem been going on so long. It's been a long time, man. The only thing is now, what happened is the people them come out now. See, one time ago, they used to be hiding around and then speaking around. But they coming out now. Because now, and they coming out, and they ain't want to know English. They coming out speaking. You know this? You standing up somewhere, and you get like seven of them talking.
My brother, you don't have to tell me. Just go to the food store on Sunday morning, anyone you want to go to, and it starts there. English is not being spoken.
And this nigga, Naughty, I used to talk to an Asian girl, and she get mad. I tell her, man, you have to speak English. She said, no, you need to speak Creole. She don't even want me to speak English in my own country. She want me to speak Creole where I live. So that's how serious it is, Professor. Naughty.
Sorry, you can call me Professor. I know what you think, Naughty Professor. It's all good. It's all good. I get that all the time. But man.
But see, the thing that what happening is right now, immigration is making a lot of money. See, that's the big money thing. You think custom and all that making the money? Immigration is the one who making the money. And the thing with the Asians and them, the nationals, these people them from these different places, they paying the money. They might pay enough $5,000-$6,000 a time to stay here. You know?
Because obviously it's a better way of life. And like I say, I don't have a problem with anybody from around the world that wants to come here and embrace our culture, embrace who we are, and make us better as a nation. I don't have a problem with that. But if you come in here to do it the wrong way, displace Bahamians, displace potential Asian Bahamians who've been here for years, who've been waiting to get their paperwork at the age of 18 and haven't gotten it, and to come in and be, you know, leapfrog both Bahamians and Haitian Bahamians that have been here for a while, that don't sit well with me. That ain't right.
See, Naughty, I don't mind, you know. I don't mind. I don't have no problem with them doing it. But you have, like you say, you have to do it the right way. These sets are coming in now. They don't have no. They ain't willing to build this country. They trying to make so much money. They then to kill over this country. So what they don't care what they do, and how they could corrupt us and do everything and all that until they get find a way to get out of this country. And see the thing, man, the Bahamian. See whether we let this go so deep, Naughty. The Bahamian people, if we get 1,000 come off the boat, well, who can hide them? It's us. To hide them out now in our backyard.
And I feel that the emphasis should be put on administrations to get this right, because from time immemorial, multiple administrations have created this and allowed this to fester and build. And now here we are. We have chickens coming home to roost.
Yes. You're right on that. You're correct on that, Naughty man. It's me good. If the Bahamian people putting out all illegal immigrants who is not supposed to be in this country, we can get rid of them. But they right in our neighborhood, Naughty. They in our neighborhood.
Because,
they walking around.
They
get the same with our kids.
Why? Because you got Bahamians who say, guess what? I could pay him now instead of paying somebody else $8 or $9, $10 an hour. And guess what? There you go. Cheap labor.
That's what's happening right now. Why are we in the construction field? It's so messed up. But Naughty, I was in the construction field before I went over in the hotel. I watched these foreigners came over here, Naughty. Nothing. One bike. They sell you. They get all the work. They doing all the work. They hiring us, and then they telling them, we go to social, what do you call it now? What the place?
Social services?
Not social services. Where you go there for the job. What's the name now? Where you go, when they go and send you for job, oh Lord. But anyhow, not social services. But when they go, when you went up with him and go looking for a job, right? They send you to these same people who came over here with one luggage, and then they can write back to the government and tell them the Bahamian people don't want to work. They ain't never show up. They lie because it happened to me. One time I went inside the city because I'm a tall lady, and I went to a company with they like, what's come over here? I went back to them to see if I get a job. They interviewed me and everything, never called me back. Going back to the government agency.
Would that be the Department of Labor you went to?
Yes. You know what I mean? Going back, oh, they say you ain't show up. They lie. See, they do nothing. And I had a boss who's bringing these Venezuelans and these bills for cheap labor. He said, they don't mind working for $200 because the $200 is scratched so seriously.
Well, I can be honest with you. We made a change. We got to make a change. We got to be the catalyst to make a change.
But first off, I mean, Naughty, this is a good job. We can have to, we need a, just the time now. You know, we can't worry about the next election. You know, we have to be the same election. Yeah, we need to change. We can have to. Because we suffering in this country right now,
you mean?
And the foreigners, they don't mind living in one, but 10 of them living in one shop. They ain't worrying about that. They worrying about making that money. They can see what they can see. They know when they make this money, they going over to the main, they going over to the motherland, United States. So good. They ain't checking for you.
Good points, Quali. You made some good points. Don't be a stranger, man. Make sure I call back in. Good points. I got to get to these other calls, but you made some really good points. Talking heads.
Yeah, good afternoon, Audie. Good afternoon, MJ.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Good afternoon, 52.
Yeah, but I write you, my mind is suffering from hearing all the BS on the airwaves, right?
Or as MJ would say, the slopaganda.
You know, but I got a question for MJ, because I know MJ has read a lot, but the thing is, Cleveland called in, and so as we could remember, and he reminded me, and I remembered reading it, that the Nationality Act was passed through a referendum. I mean, it doesn't matter to me whether they give citizenship to people born here, because why? I have enough love for them. All the little youth them were born here, from going to primary school here, buck out the other night. I mean, they could still come and heal me then. I don't follow them because they sound like me, they just like me, and they don't have nothing against me. So what I'm saying is the newcomers and the unabated migration. And so when we look at all of the let's say respective governments thus far, you say the chickens has come home to roost, right? So let's look at, I don't know if Emily, you remember reading some time ago the justice had ruled the government could have used the building codes and arc and ordinances to overrule the Shantytown legal,
I do recall something along that line.
I don't know if it was my school, my Neil Bradford or Justice Viner, but I was trying to find the paper, but I didn't have it. But I hope someone in the public could really pull that up and remind the public of that. It really was a way through the building codes to evict them. And I can't remember it verbatim at all, but I remember reading it. But now, let's look at that particular model as far as building without work permits, and et cetera, et cetera. And so over the decades, we have never seen or heard, or maybe you could tell me, if any migrant has gone to court for building without permit or breaching any building ordinances. I mean, have you remember that?
I don't recall any specific case.
So I could conclude that the lack of enforcement is endorsement. And that's simple for me. And then when we look, I ride around with my hard hat. The last caller that called, I actually know what he's saying happens to be true, you know. Because I'll ride around, I'll go on my own project. You know, seeing that I'm self-employed and still paranoid, I'll go around, ride around with my heart and my measuring tape, and I'll go on the various construction sites, and I'll ask for a job. Because I know the one of you, by the way, doing the government project, right, John Blue, you know, when all of that seems to be foreigners. You know, and so he highlighted that he's in the construction industry, and that's what's going on. You see what I'm saying? And so the fact that nobody's being found, and then just the simple Shantytown arc that I've been talking about, Naughty, and MJ, right? That was all that needed to be done. So everybody needs to just shut up and pass a simple Shantytown Act and make it illegal to squat on the Bahamian land, whether you're Bahamian or not, because you're breaking environmental ordinances. And Darren Enfield highlighted this chronology of this problem. So, yeah, and also, they're not policing the Shantytown, but they're policing me. And
there's been reports. I saw a release from the PIP today. 7 shantytowns demolished. Okay.
No, but
hold on. you can't point the finger at the FNM because there was a court injunction preventing the FNM from destroying those shiny towns.
And so it was. This is what I'm asking MJ to do. I could pull up. It was as a result of that following subsequently, there was an article in the paper and Mr. Justice had written about how to deal with it, and it was concerning the land ordinances, and that was the way that I can't even remember it. I wish I had it in my possession right now because I normally wouldn't throw it away. You see what I'm saying? But when we look at all of the, let's say the situation of the Sheridan Hotel that I brought up earlier today, and all of the other situations that are happening, that means because someone come here and say they born here, that means they born here. When we look at the nefarious activities of the Justice of the Peace, et cetera, we're supposed to just accept it as gospel. Now, I feel it for the Haitian demons who born here, because what happens then is that the time frame in which you give them to apply is too short. So you give them a time frame, and then withstanding that, you just could get residency because your parents are here illegally. You don't get the citizenship. What is the status of the parent? So you see where the grassroots, the crux of the problem is in that nationality arc. And so there needs it. And there's no use to tell me that it wasn't passed without a referendum because it's on the record as being passed without a referendum. So that's why people saying it was unconstitutional. You know what I mean? And so the Jean Rooney case highlighted that, which is a very intricate case because he was born here, allegedly saying dog, but then he went to Haiti and he came back. So what happens in a case like that where a person is born here, they go away to Haiti for when they 1 year or less, and then they come back here at the age of this and that. You see what I'm saying? You see the problem?
There's less to the onions there. 52? Yeah, man, good stuff. Good points,
thanks,
too.
52.
And there are layers to the onions. But I just want to make a point clear. Back to that point about the 7 shanty towns being demolished, and I see the PLP bragging all over that. Why don't you brag about how many shanty towns you've demolished and actually cleaned up? Because I know one you demolished in Abaco, you didn't move any of the debris afterwards, and now it's turned into a dump. And allegedly the same people that you removed from the shanty town are now coming back to dump and to pick through the dump to go create elsewhere. So it's no point saying you demolish it if you don't complete the job. You're only making it worse. So you got to look at it and call it full 100, and that's the problem. Stop being disingenuous with Bahamian people, especially Bahamian voters, and I'm talking to all politicians. Keep it 100. We know you all are full of crap. We've seen it over the years. So taking that into consideration, step up your game, and let's come with the actual factual. Because there's several things that I could go down Mr. Monroe's address that just red flags. I won't call BS on. And I'm wondering why he was in such a rush to have a press conference yesterday.
I actually think he did a bit of a disservice. First of all, it was curious to me that the Minister of Immigration wasn't actually there, even if they wanted to do a joint address, if you want to put it on a national security and immigration. So that was the first, like, weird thing about that.
Let me just say this. I cannot wait for Mr. Alfred Sears to retire from politics. Because when he's an ordinary citizen, very learned gentleman, great conversation. When he's a politician, he sucks. Look at a hedge fund, look at immigration. And I'll tell Mr. Sears to his face, he knows that. So it ain't no big deal. I can't wait till this Mr. Sears retires so I can say, hey, Mr. Sears, let's talk. Give me some advice on this. Give me some of your insight now that you can miss the political affiliations that tie you up in a knot.
I think
and prevent you from being the best politician you could be.
I think the government was answering questions that aren't really at the heart of what's being asked about immigration. So they talked about the number of deportations, so forth and so on, but it's about them regularizing persons that is actually at the forefront of this conversation. We got more callers.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hi, Naughty.
What's happening?
All right. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you and Mary J.
Good afternoon. Hi.
Hey, what's happening, bro?
All right. Well, let me just say this first of all, right? I'm a blind listener, and I have not a choice but to listen to radio, right? And I listen to you.
But thank you for listening.
Every day. You, especially when Mary J. is on.
Thank you so much.
I'm used to it by now, caller. Go ahead.
All right, Lottie. I promise you I ain't going to be long, but what I wanted to say, right, is just that I just don't, anything that done with me being the COI or nothing like that, but it's just that the COI was the only party that was carrying on with this immigration situation for a long time. And the FNM sat quiet on it. All right? And the PLP say, well, after all of this time now, Lincoln Bean was talking about things, the immigration situation and whatnot. Now, it's talking points now for for the FNM. And so I'm wondering, what's their motive?
Hold on, wait a minute. Call up. With all due respect and all fairness, I have heard, and we're keeping it 100, like I just said prior to picking up your call. Let's keep it 100. I've seen the FNM talk on the immigration issue as well. And okay. I don't think it's any case of regurgitation, because when Mr. Pintard talks, it's on one level. And when Mr. Bain talks, it's on another level. Okay? And I heard several things in Mr. Bain's presentation yesterday that would make one scratch one's head.
Oh, and I'm not aware of what he...
Maybe you should listen to his presser from yesterday.
Yeah.
When he was waxing poetic and throwing out a lot of sensational things, that still need to be clarified and fact-checked. And when you borderline make libelous statements on persons and their nationalities and their backgrounds, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And then to institute a Long Island law.
Yeah.
What are you saying about Long Islanders? What you saying about my Long Island sheep run in France?
Yeah.
What are you? Because isn't it we're supposed to be all Bahamians, then we should be united as one.
Yes.
And we shouldn't be having divide and conquer theories to get a point across.
Yeah, that's a little bit too much.
Because if I'm in Long Island, I want to know what Mr. Bain means. What you mean the Long Island rule?
Yeah.
Because that paints on many negative stereotypes.
But, yeah, what I'm happy about, though, I really would like to trust the FNM on doing what they're supposed to do along the immigration lines, right? Because if you're going on their track record, both them and the PLP, you know, they say one thing, and when they get inside there, it's like about turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, after years and years and years of going through this, you know, I'm very, 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 very skeptical.
Yeah,
I want to share this with you. I love talking to COIs like you, you know, because you've done your research, you listen, you fact check. I think a lot of the message that your hardworking COI supporters want to get out there is lost on your leader.
Yeah.
But I still want you to be encouraged, and I still want you to keep calling in, and I still want you to keep pushing.
This is the first time I actually called any talk show.
Oh, wow. There you go. Thank you.
And I was going to make a joke, but the joke is not close. So I
feel special. Thank you so much.
So, caller, you got to make sure call in and be part of it, because we would like to hear from COIs like you could present.
I think it's good to have conversations
as Bahamians. I'm not a COI, you know.
No.
I am a Bahamian.
Right.
There you go. And that's a Bahamian first and foremost.
Listen, you know, and it pissed me off to know that somebody's gonna sell their birthright for a part of, you know. I understand no government is gonna be perfect.
Right.
But Jesus, do for the people, man.
Exactly.
You know, and take care of the people.
And listen,
you're right.
You made a mention that you're visually impaired, and MJ and I are gonna do a show in short order dealing with that and what you guys go through in the community. So I need you to chime in on that as well too.
Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started on that, Naughty, because...
And the next...
Let me just say this before I go, right? And I ain't trying to take no job at nobody, but all this pontification and, like, you use some of your words. The PLP use it, but they care for behemoths and nobody's going to be left. I have a contract. I mean, I have a company, right? Still doing business. And I check just about every MP who I could reach, and those who I couldn't reach, they answer their phone or nothing like that. And nobody. I left messages letting them know my situation, and because I don't really want to rely on them. I just want to make enough money to buy my boat, go to Exuma, and live happy. I get it.
That's what you got in mind. Hold on, boat and more to Exuma. Man, come, let's go into business together. Me and MJ might want more down there. What you do?
Yeah, man, I that's what I want to do.
Yeah, but you're a Bahamian.
You know, fooling around with tourists buying their $300 a pop can.
There you go.
Yeah, man, I could do that.
Well, I need you to keep calling in and keep us posted on what's going on with you. And second of all, you know, I'm big time committed with disabled. This year, I need you. When Kendrick and the crew put together their, you know, blind domino tournament, and the blind walkathon, I need you to partner up with me on that dominoes bike, because they cheat me last year, something fierce, Spike.
Talking fool. Thanks so much, caller.
All right.
Have a great day. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah, but I remember that. They swing me hard, buddy. We here to talk.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Talking heads.
Hi, caller.
Talking heads.
Yeah, Naughty and MJ.
Hey, Casey Allen.
I want to come right back to what you just proposal you made to that person, but let me take my time and hurry up. One of the things he said, I'm just not it, but one of the things he said, and people keep repeating this, the FNM and PLP, as if their parties run the country. The parties is a vehicle for which governance occurs, but leadership drives them. And it amazes me that we could go to the, when we reference the U.S., we reference Republican and the Democrats, but then we look at how it changes based on the leadership that changes it. And so it doesn't, gravity is the same on this side of the fence as it is on that side of the fence. So it's all about leadership, regardless of the vehicle that gets them there. So stop this. PLP has been doing this. FNM has been doing this. And then at the same time, for like the coalition say, don't vote for party. Vote for the COI. Aren't you a party? But, you
they
know,
are.
And that's what it is. But when we talk about this, what you're talking about, the hospitals and everything else, what we're talking about in the U.S. are talking about is a concept of colonization. We're being recolonized economically, digitally, and otherwise. And the problem is that we are not trying to build an economy so we can have choices as to who give us what. So we're looking, we have moved to a bigger nation, almost a spirit of our scarcity. And so we have to build an economy. 40 years, 50 years, we have not grown to the 3% per year that's needed, except with a few exceptions, a few years. And so we need to look at how do we avoid digital colonization, economic colonization because of our economic thing. And that requires us to grow the economy in the 21st century, which if you listen to the Prime Minister's speech today, he talked about all of the things in the front of Canto that needs to be done. And the question you have to ask, these were part of his blueprint for change. So if you knew what to do, why haven't you done it? And if you can do it today, why aren't you starting? And if you and if any doors apply, why would we give you an opportunity to do what you could have done for the last 4 years as we approach the 21st century? Going back to that gentleman, what we need is economic models. And I think he may have missed it, but others would understand. When the leader of the opposition, the incoming prime minister, said that he would make way for fintech and financing and banking and other different things, this gives opportunities for individuals such as that person to be able to buy in into this opportunity and ownership economy. Very simple what he does. The problem is our banking systems require us to pledge ourselves. In a business environment, you only need to answer three questions. Instead of personal loans or personal mortgages from a business environment, you want to get into bed and breakfast or the boat he's talking about, service hospitality as a subscription. When you get into those things, yes, you ask three questions. One, is the money...
Make them quick, Sean, and I got a ton of phone calls, and I don't want to cut you short.
The three things that I'm going... Three questions. Is the money I'm giving you, the asset I'm giving you the money for, equal to or greater than the amount of money I'm giving you? Second question. Is the income from that asset capable of making the payments and the maintenance of that? And at number three, is there an exit plan? And these are the type of 21st century mindset we need, is how else do we change the rules and regulations to allow this new generation of 60% of behemoths to enter the economy if we keep doing the same thing, looking for different results? Thanks.
Good stuff, Sean. Appreciate you. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Oh, no, that's the legend. Yeah, you know, it's really bad too. But on the point of the immigration status, you know, we have a little dot on the map. There's only so much we can take, you know, although we had this problem, Mexican problem for years. But we just can't go, you know, and just blind eye to the situation and, you know, don't deal with it because we can't take all of it. We only have a little dot. I don't know how much more we can take. We based it at the things, man.
You broke up at the end there, bro. I didn't quite hear what the last thing was he said.
Bursting at the seams.
Yeah, tell me about it. Bursting at the seams.
I found it, one of the things that I found interesting about Mr. Monroe's response to Mr. Pintard's address yesterday was explanation about what's happening with NIB. So we've heard, you know, talk about NIB, all these cards given out. So Mr. Monroe said, and this is quite is quite shocking to me.
But we got one call.
Mr. Monroe said an uptick in NIB cards being used is mainly due to the identification and targeting of people who had previously avoided making NIB contributions.
When can I call BS on that?
Many of whom were found submitting fraudulent immigration documents. This is crazy. This is bizarre. So you're telling me that persons were caught submitting fraudulent immigration documents, and the response of our government to that was to regularize them? That is crazy. Because you would think that submitting fraudulent immigration documents would make you ineligible for getting legitimate immigration documents.
They brag on a repatriation record of over 13,000 repatriations, but how could you repatriate 13,000 if you're willingly saying
I can buy the figure that 13,000 were deported. I mean, there's no reason to disbelieve that particular figure from Mr. Monroe. My problem is, though, that I think he just needs to explain. That's why the quick slaps today was probably not in the best interest. He didn't have the figures on naturalization, certain other things that we wanted. But I want Mr. Monroe to have an opportunity. Perhaps he'll do so when the House, you know, meets again on Wednesday. But to tell us how it is that someone could submit fraudulent immigration documents
and
then
y'all
go seek those people out and say, hey, come on down here. We have to regularize you so that you can pay this NIB. This is crazy
talk. Pay this NIB
talk.
Or do something else, mark
no,
or anything.
No, but my point is, how does someone break the law, submit fraudulent documents, and you think that that person is fit and proper to continue staying in this country? Really?
Well, let me go down the list. I could call BS.
Bizarre.
On the repatriation record that Mr. Monroe bragged about. I already called BS on the shanty towns that he was waxing poetic about. The illegal landings, well, we've seen five illegal landings occurred in the past year. Well, obviously, you may see less of sloops coming in if you got three flights a week, allegedly, out of Cape Haitian or out of Haiti that come loaded down 200 a pop coming in, but go out very emaciated on the way out, but not the same numbers.
And if that were
then
happening,
the national insurance situation you just brought up, BS on that.
You would expect them to take note of that. I mean, anyone could buy a round trip ticket. I understand there's a vetting process, but we don't know. We need more persons to come in, how many came in and didn't go back? I think that's the question Bahamians want to know
correct.
The answer to.
And then the foreign labor. The country faces a labor shortage in key sectors, especially due to booming construction.
It's always going to lean on construction.
Prioritize Bahamians for employment wherever qualified. Well, listen,
it's
if we're in a situation where we got a construction boom and we have unemployed Bahamians, we need to get as many Bahamians employed on that before we bring in foreign nationals.
I feel as though that you can get Bahamians skilled. Bahamian young men, they can learn the skills of the construction industry. I'm not understanding why there's not more focus on that, although we said that the government is investing more resources in trying to get Bahamians trained.
All right, let's get these callers in real quick before the break. Texas, I get to you right after the break. Callers, hang tight through the news, and we'll go into the 5 o'clock. Talking Heads.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, MJ. How are you?
Hi, caller. We're good. Thank you.
Good, good. Interesting conversation as usual, and actually, as a Bahamian, I'm sick and tired of hearing about it, right? I think that we have to start to acknowledge first. I don't think a lot of people acknowledge, even governments, and I say governments, I'm not talking about just the government today.
Sure.
They haven't acknowledged that this is actually a real problem, right?
Right.
And it is a real problem. There are many, many Bahamians that we train other nationalities to take over certain jobs, right?
You're right.
I don't think it's proper for an official to say that our laws, our constitution, allows for illegals to benefit from our citizenship. Right? And what I'm meaning is, if you come here illegally, somehow, however you come here, sloop, like, plane, you know, and don't go back when you're supposed to, you have a child, and that child is entitled to apply, it means apply. Now, I didn't say entitled to citizenship, right? Because they should check out all those variables. Who are your parents? How did they get here? And all of that. All of that should be considered. We don't know, I don't know, if that's being considered before you go ahead and issue our citizenship to anyone, right? I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's proper for a politician, government, to just say that and not do something about it. Oh, well, our constitution allows for it. No, but it's causing an issue for our country, right?
Right.
So what they should be doing is be looking at our legislation. How do we correct this? Else we will never correct this issue. Why? Because there's a benefit to come here illegally, because your children will benefit, and then you could bring in whoever you want to bring in under your citizenship. You understand?
Yeah, no, we get your point.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's just okay just to say, well, the constitution.
Well, that's what it is. So,
Yeah. Aren't you supposed to be protecting the rights and the country? And you do this, if the legislation has loopholes, you do this, you start to address these things if you really seriously want to address the matter, right? Yes, we may have a shortage of labor and all this, but we have, what, 5,000 students coming out every year? Not everybody's going to university, right? So we have to do a better job of identifying those that are not going and do an inventory of skills we need in this country and start to direct our citizens, our children, towards those skills.
You're absolutely right, Carla. Thank you.
Good points,
Carla.
Thank you
so much.
Okay.
Don't be a stranger as well.
And you other callers, just hold tight. We got to get to the news. So if you want to hang up and call back, you can. We'll take you right after the break. Text us. We will get to your, all of them text you all sending. My God, that's plenty of text. We'll get to that. And you callers who keep chiming in, just hang tight right out of the news. We'll get right back to it in the 5 o'clock hour. Lines will be open. And the Monday, July 14th edition of Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ will continue right after this.
Lucky? Here's Cuba Willie's numerology report brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias! It's Monday. Soy yo, Cuban Willie, and it's time for my numerology report for today, Monday. Brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And I got the lucky three ball for you today. The tres pelotas. The tres pelotas today. The 9-1-2. 9-1-2. The 9-1-2. Play and win with the Island Game and stay winning, my friend.
Long day? Hungry crew? Say less and satisfy everyone with KFC's Summer Buckets. Grab a super summer bucket and get 8 juicy pieces of fried chicken, 8 nuggets, corn, our new white rice with gravy, 4 buttery biscuits, 4 switch of pink lemonades, and 4 dessert biscuits. So whether it's on the beach, at home, or chilling with the crew, KFC's Summer Buckets starting at just $20 bring all the flavor. Summer with KFC. It's finger licking good.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
But somebody gotta do it. Got my foot up on the gas. But somebody gotta do it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Bahamas South Island Promotion Board, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Click, KFC, Muffler World, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, and Sandcastle Bahamas.
We're back at you on the Monday, July 14th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty Long with Mary Jane and your company right up until 6 p.m. We're going to go over a little bit into the 5 o'clock. We will talk sports. So we got something for everybody today, but we are continuing our conversation that we had prior to the break. Obviously dealing with the headlines. The biggest one in the country right now claims Pintard sounds alarm, but Monroe fires back. And then awesome questions, you know. We do need answers on allegations that there's been an unexplained surge in a number of those people issued national insurance cards. And
the Minister of National Security told us what it was. It was people who apparently, you know, had submitted fraudulent documents. That's what he said. Many of whom were found to have submitted fraudulent immigration documents.
But if I
and then they targeted them, they found them.
Document to Uncle Sam and they catch me and I overstay. I never coming back.
I mean, I'm really trying to understand the mentality behind this. And also another question just to Mr. Monroe. We're coming to the phone lines right now, callers. But just his explanation about the deportations, he said it's been 13,000 in 4 years. I have no reason to disbelieve that. But then he pointed to something that just didn't follow. He said, we only have 50 people in the detention center right now that were supposed to prove that they're doing a good job. And don't get me wrong, I think the immigration officers are doing a good job. But his point of 50 persons being there, which means that this administration is on top of immigration, makes absolutely no sense. You have about, just to compare, let's look at a place where we do get figures regularly. The U.S., they have about 71,000 persons in detention right now. They plan to deport.
Alcatraz.
They plan to deport, enter that country illegally. So my point is, you could have a very small percentage, because 71,000 is very minuscule compared to the 13 million that entered that country illegally. It means nothing.
And those Latinos who supported Trump, I'll be honest with you, MJ, I mean, they went from being so, you know, forever filled that we love Trump to now, no, you can't deport us with ICE. To now, I've heard phone calls now today is, hello, is this ICE? Listen, I'm very worried about my mother-in-law, especially since Donald Trump made this big announcement. I think she's going to get into problems. Yeah, my mother-in-law who lives on 4th Street.
Yeah, I understand that a lot of people.
Behind the big greenhouse.
They're calling ICE on other persons. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, callers. You're listening to Talking Heads.
MJ and Naughty, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Pardon my voice for the day.
Okay.
You know, let's look at this thing, because obviously, you know, besides the government benefiting from this thing, it has to be, you know, sadly to say, somebody else behind the scenes has to be benefiting. We've been talking about these things over and over and over, and nothing is being done about it. Let's talk about the depot. We've been talking about the depot. Have you seen the newspaper a couple of weeks ago where the whole newspaper was nothing but people changing their names?
And also getting naturalized. That's why I said Mr. Monroe's answering questions. Those aren't even the pertinent questions. People want to know how many persons have gotten naturalized over the past 4 years. That's the figure he should have come with.
How could you legalize something or a matter when that matter originally on its face was done for an illegal act? That's what I can't understand.
It's very strange.
And we keep on saying the same thing over and over. And trust me, the government knows, people in the government knows these voices on radio, you know. They know we are speaking the truth. They would never come on the radio and try to defend their position against the thoughts of the Bahamian people that we speak to. And I'm going to tell you, if we do not turn this matter around quickly, you wouldn't want to see what's going to happen in the next election. Could you imagine people already coming to this country with documents in their hand and claiming that they support a political party already?
Yeah, no.
Come on. Something is wrong.
It's very strange what's happening, Jeff. Okay, you get to rest that voice, man, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, feel better.
I'm going to keep on fighting I could
tell you a remedy. You have a cat readily available, a fresh lime, some salt, and half a bottle of tequila. You should be all right, and that'll get you right over that. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon. Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, MJ and Naughty.
Good afternoon.
I heard one of your callers was called, and they was talking about. I believe what's going on in this country.
Hello?
Did we lose that caller?
Hello?
You still there? Yeah, you still there?
Go ahead.
Yes. Sorry about that. You can hear me now?
Yeah,
yes,
go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. Like I said, I believe we are the confusion going on in this country, right? It's our it's between our Nationality Act and also our Constitution. Our leaders, the leaders in this country, is confusing the electorate because they know they are not voice when it comes to the Constitution or what even the national. Nationality Act, what it consists of, right? So the government is using the national.
I think we lost that.
We got him, or we.
The government is granting national citizenship by way of our Act, right?
Nationality
Act, right? But this is where all of the problem is happening, because if you have a constitution would represent the highest law of your country, and you can't give out citizenship to your constitution, why are you abusing the constitution by giving out document to a Nationality Act that only could be solidified if we went to a referendum, which it seems that no administration wants to really do. So until we could have some honest leaders, right, who could come out and say, look, yo, we either have to go, in order for these documents that we already gave out, right, we have to legitimize this act. This act is being used illegally, and our constitution is being abused. Good show, and you guys have a nice day.
Thank you so much, caller. Thanks.
A lot of people got a lot to say on this immigration.
What did you
issue.
Think of the performance of the three? Because I mean, you had Mr. Pintados, the leader of the Free National Movement, His Majesty's Loyal Opposition. That press conference that he had yesterday actually, I guess, lit a fire, because after that, I was so surprised at how quickly the Minister of National Security rushed to the microphone. I would have advised that he, you know, take the time and get the actual what we're looking for, because this question about nationality and how many people have been naturalized, because there's a, and I don't know how fair it is, but there is a pervasive rumor that one party is trying to build a voting bloc off the backs of persons who are coming in here illegally or legally, because maybe they have a visa, but are then being like, it's the kind of the rumor that I would think he would have addressed yesterday. And I think that, you know, that was one of the sad points of rushing to make a press conference. The sound was all off. It was all strange. And
again,
you're still not answering the pertinent questions.
There were a myriad of questions that could be raised, or could arise from his comments yesterday.
And then with Mr. Pintard, the interesting thing is that not only did he present the questions that we see are the headline story in the Nassau Guardian today, but then he actually introduced something called SHIELD, where he talks about the different steps that the Free National, that the plans that they have, and acknowledge that there is a problem.
That's what I did appreciate from him.
Very interesting.
The presentation, tangible solutions that could be put in place. It didn't come with
everything's perfect, everything's kind of okay.
Everything's
maybe not perfect,
we're
but
good.
Yeah, we good.
I'm smarter
we
than you,
this.
But I'm going to tell you how this thing go. And if you don't accept it,
can't you understand?
And if you call BS on it, I'd be offended because I'm telling you. And then there's the other, you know, conspiracy theory and notice me let us talk too. And we did this.
Are you talking about the COI's press conference? Yeah, I think that. And it was quite a day, because you had the two prior, and I think the COI did theirs last, I believe. And I think that too was a missed opportunity, because unlike what the Free National Movement presented, was like a cogent plan and also the acknowledgement about certain things with our law, I think the COI presented, and this is why the party is sometimes called extreme, right? Extreme views, the whole thing about the Dominican Republic. There's been a pervasive rumor. This is not the official government policy in the Dominican Republic, but there's always been this pervasive rumor about how they treat Haitians on the border. And then there was this reference to Long Island And I think most, I'm not going to say what I believe it is, but I think most
people, those references, you start thinking, and then you say, wow, Mr. Ben has pulled with some big automatic weaponry before, too. What is he really trying to get at?
It involves the general thought process about what happens in Long Island generally involves weapons.
Mm-hmm.
It involves a level of violence. And I just don't think you have to make, like, murders out of every citizen in order to enforce your immigration laws. We have capable people. Capable people in the Department of Immigration. They do a good job. I thought it was also unfair for Mr. Monroe to always paint everything as going against security forces just because you don't agree with government policy. Two separate things. But we have very capable people in immigration. They can do the job. You don't have to make killers out of all of us to get a handle on this.
Now, before you get to the cause, one thing that did jump out at me, though. Maybe you noticed, maybe you didn't notice it. Well, maybe somebody could explain it to me. What is the infatuation or obsession, or for lack of a better word, man-likery display or man-crush that Mr. Bain obviously has on Mr. Pinto?
You believe he? I don't know.
No. You cannot mention the man's name 16 times in the space of 10 minutes or 17 times. That's obsession. You can't mention the PM, the man on the clock. The actual man is Brave Davis. He's the man right now. You too scared to go after the man? Or you just got an inferior complex where you have accepted in your mind you playing for number two?
I would go with playing for number two.
But mean, that seems at the some more point, obvious. I mean,
it's almost like you know you're not going to do X, Y, Z, so you're just hoping for something. It's
and
crazy.
And this coming from, and we'll get to the cause now, you know, and I don't want to hear from Mr. Ben, a lot of your theories and your talking points you have gotten elsewhere. The late KCX, BitBoy off when we talk crypto, BitBoy. I mean, come on, Mr. Ben. We see where you get your stuff from. I want you to put an original thought together that you have in merit off of Donald Trump. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Naughty, I hope you're doing well.
Hey, what's happening, Mr. Thompson? How are you?
I'm doing quite well.
I appreciate you bringing some good constitutional information to that press conference last night. The last half I was watching for you, not for Mr. Ben.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. The only thing now is we need to get the court to move on this Nationality Act, because the Nationality Act was never given any authority under this Constitution. It came into effect July. It was supposed to come into effect July the 10th, 1973. That's when it died, because it was never passed by a referendum. And so what they're using is this naturalization that actually ended July of 1974. And that was only for British subjects who were in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. They had 1 year to whether they wanted to be citizens of the new nation called the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Then it died right there. We've had no referendum to extend that. So all this naturalization, all of that is a bunch of crap, which has to be stopped. We have to get the court to move in on it.
Do you think, Mr. Thompson, do you think we'll ever get...
Right now, we're in a dilemma.
Do you think we'll ever get to that point, Mr. Thompson? No, I mean, because obviously you and I have been around. You've been around a little bit longer than me, and you've seen it play out in all its phases. But, I mean, do you think we'll ever get to that point where we get this organized and get this beneficial to everyone and all parties concerned, especially Bahamians?
Well, it's a good point you raise. But, see, in this country, you got to fight for what you want. The court is just sitting there. The Chief Justice knows better. Those in the judiciary knows better. But we have to push it. If we don't fight for it, we don't get it. They sit right there and let things happen. But someone has got to move in on it to be able to stop the government of the Bahamas from so-called naturalization, because there's no validity to that. They have no authority to do it. They're acting outside of the preambles of the Constitution. And that is what is creating the problem. So we have to get the court to make a ruling on this as quickly as possible.
Good, and as always, and don't be a stranger, man. Always good to hear from you. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Hit us back, caller. Let me get to some of these texts real quick, MJ.
No, go ahead. There's so many of them.
Naughty and MJ, a repatriation flight typically carries around 130 individuals. If over 13,000 were repatriated, that suggests roughly 100 flights, a significant cost that should be clearly reflected in the national budget. Mm. Have we seen an increase in immigration's budget? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Thank you for that, texter.
I'm going to get all of them out of the
way. Yeah, no. Let's hear from our texters.
Okay, here we go. Boy, I tell you. Naughty and MJ, don't demolish it, abolish it. You know the amount of revenues the government has turned a blind eye to building without a work permit or breaking building codes? They rather tax us. That blind caller is brilliant. Keep on calling in, bro. Naughty and MJ, our leaders are dumber than me in math. That's because they are playing a numbers game with Haiti that has a population of 12 million. However, these smarty pants then thought it prudent to allow open borders and free for all winter, spring, summer, and fall. Mm. Naughty and MJ, how ignorant to play a numbers game without paying attention to all the numbers.
Right, you talk about X amount of persons coming in. Now, Mr. Monroe did say that immigration is able to track these persons, but he didn't give us the numbers in that category. How many persons came to this country and then were not on those flights that were supposed to take them back? Because if you plan, let's be honest now, if you plan to go in a country and stay there, you'll buy a round-trip ticket to make it look like you're going to head back, and then you're just not going to go back.
You can stay right there and then make it your new home.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know.
Naughty MJ, and I've observed an increasing number of security personnel and even some law enforcement who appear to be non-Bahamian, particularly of Haitian descent. I was recently in an establishment where three security guards were speaking full-blown Creole right in front of me. Isn't there a law that prohibits foreigners from working as security officers in Bahamas?
There was a law in the books, to the best of my understanding.
Naughty and MJ, I think
they could be Haitian Bahamians. So.
They could be. Yeah. I think Pintard needs to call for a commission of inquiry on this immigration matter, because I don't understand how we call Haitian people skilled and they can't speak a lick of English in an English-speaking country.
This is
and
the problem.
Why do we have these skilled laborers working at tire shops as security guards? That's not a skilled task.
This is the problem, because what the government is trying to convince us is a skilled position. It's a position that with, you know, just a little bit of training, any Bahamian can occupy. And that is what's so strange. Some of these jobs absolutely are not that skilled position, you know. So the explanation just doesn't hold water.
Naughty, not MJ, but outfit says like that. You really don't want to have my turkey for Christmas, eh?
No, I'm getting mine.
We getting yours? We've been ramen turkey. You give us that mashup fruitcake.
Just stop it. I got a really nice gift for Mother's Day, and Mr. Sears is retiring, so.
That's the gift right there.
You know what would have been?
The retirement.
You know what would have been good? Had he showed up to that press conference, why was he absent? Why was he not there? He's literally the Minister of Immigration. He's the one that sees these applications for naturalizations. He's the one that makes approvals and so forth and so on, or has the oversight of the policy as far as work permits go. How is he not there? Mr. Monroe talked about the national security aspect of it. Well, great. But if you're going to rush out there, you know, you can't come, you know, halfway prepared to answer the questions that people want to know. And by the way, I'm not sure if that was a national address. That's the notice that I got, or
that
press conference.
That sounded like a presser.
But it didn't
sound like
to
a national address.
A full press conference.
No, sir.
I think it was like
how
one
be a
person
press conference when
asking questions.
It's clear that the majority of the media were at Mr. Pintar's presentation.
Well, two different times, right?
Two different times. They were there early, and then it was a scattering between the next
but
two.
But I didn't hear a fulsome amount of questions from the journalists present. Like, which media houses were present at the OPM to ask questions? Because if you got like two really soft
that the narrative isn't controlled by Mr. Watson and co. that participated.
It was crazy. Like, I wasn't even understanding what was happening.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. Hey, MJ.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, he looked like he did just come from the fish fry.
How that's Mystery Darvin. Hey, what's going on, Mystery?
Mystery.
Everything cool. MJ, how you
hey,
doing?
Hey, I'm good, thanks.
MJ, I also have a question for you when I finish, okay?
Sure.
Okay. So, Naughty, the Thompson gentleman.
Mr. Thompson.
Very learned. He sounds very learned.
Been around for years, man, on talk shows, man, from the turn of talk shows coming in this country. And if anybody knows the Constitution, it's Mr. Thompson.
Man, I listen to him on different shows on Guardian, and he sounds so learned. I sit down and listen to him, and I learn from him.
Yeah.
Sharp individual right there. Always good to hear from him.
Yeah, he is very sharp. MJ, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
I know Naughty don't want to shift to sports right now, but I want to ask this question.
Okay.
Because you always with him. The application of DeAndre Ayton, right?
Yes.
I'm not exactly behind closed doors with that.
He's actually okay with it as long as y'all get LeBron
one
out there.
One step closer to LeBron, you
get LeBron
hashtag,
out
you know what? Yeah, man, closer to LeBron leaving, so I don't have a problem.
Any person of stature that can go to the Lakers and take attention away from LeBron or help the team feel like they could, you know, now push LeBron out the door, trust me, he's happy with.
Bottom line is mystery. He's going to get 10 and 10 every night. He's a good lob, roll, lob, get it to the rim for Luka.
As long as he's healthy.
Yeah, correct. As long as he stays out and stays motivated, it'll be fine.
He's a brittle, just like Luka and LeBron. He's a brittle.
Oh, Lord.
Or like your quarterback, Tua.
Yeah, like Tua. Brittle. All right, guys.
Have a good one.
I appreciate you calling in as always, bro. Be safe. Talking heads.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Turn your radio down for us, please, bro.
So sorry. I've been listening to your show, and I've listened to your show over and over again. But my thing is, I've encountered a lot of Asians, let me just use it. And they can't speak a bit of English, and they're asking me for information, and they have passports, visas, birth certificates, and also voters' registration.
I've heard the same thing from several other businesses.
By any chance, can I finish if you don't mind me?
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, and they don't have these things. And then I had a personal family of mine who came and they were like, hey, in the U.S., Donald Trump is sending the people home who have green cards. But what about the people who have a birth certificate, a voter's card, and can't speak a bit of English? Where did they get that from? And they don't even understand what's going on in that. They don't even understand what's on the paper, and they're asking strangers on the streets, like myself, what is this saying? So how do we get to say, hey, these guys are legal? You understand what I'm saying?
No, I got you, but it didn't have that.
Can I answer you on my talk show now? Can I answer you on my talk show now?
Sure, but I want to
hold on.
It's called
Talking Heads. So if you make a point, we are going to respond.
Go ahead. Let me
just break this down to you. I appreciate your comments, but you got to allow us to comment as well too.
Don't tell me
shut up on my show. That don't work, bro.
No, I didn't say.
So you know,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I said, can you allow me to speak first, and then you
correct?
Can, me.
Can you allow me to answer your point that you made?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to make that point. Now you go ahead.
Listen to you, and I've heard you spoke about Mr. Bain and all that. But to be honest with you, when you spoke about the political leaders, you've never spoken about anyone else other than Mr. Bain.
Excuse me? No. Stop. Obviously, you are jaded. Because I talk about the prime minister, I talk about his cabinet, I talk about F&M that lack, and I also talk about political minions like you who are too blind to be objective. So don't sit here and tell me I don't talk about, because Jesus God, when Mr. Davis sees me, don't blink, it's Naughty, you can mash me up again? Take it easy on me. It's not like I don't talk about the PM of this country. I talk about his cabinet. I talk about the F&M's deficiencies. I talk about the menace legacy that's tearing that party down. And I also talk about your leader of the COI being lacking on multiple levels. And if you can't handle the truth, then that's on you, brother. Because maybe your leader should do a better job convincing thinking Bahamians that actually think outside the box and aren't sheep and blindly led. Maybe you need to try to convince us.
An interesting point that Mr. Bain, I didn't get to watch the whole thing, so maybe he clarified later on, but an interesting thing that he said was that we're the COI to come to work permits. And that's what I'm talking about, extremism. Why would you, if you're the actual government, and I think he said he'd make himself, immigration leader,
national security.
If you're the immigration leader, you understand the relationship with work permits and the economy of this country, right? why would you say that there's an all-in-out moratorium as opposed to doing the job, vetting persons properly, and only issuing work permits in those cases where it is true that, you know, there are no behemoths to fill that role, and then you make sure that the behemoths are trained to fill that role? You do not have to go to extremes. If suddenly I were in charge of immigration, I don't have to put a moratorium on immigration or work permits to crash the economy of the country or to, you know, imperil businesses. I would just make sure that it's being done properly to the benefit of Bahamians and that every application is ran through with a fine-tooth comb. You don't have to go to extremes. These things sound like clever to say, but if you look at the logic of it, it makes no actual sense.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
What's up, Naughty? How you doing? St. Petersburg. Hey,
AJ. Wow. Hey, St. Pete. Good to hear from you.
Pete, you good?
Yeah, man. Hey, check this out. I want. I'm changing subject. About the independent chunk. Is that a competition or did they do it just for fun?
Excuse me. Listen, times on Bay Street, including Boxing Day and New Year's and all of that, four straight for the time. There's only been one group to see on Bay Street, and there is no competition because Saxon been cutting everybody backside from pillar to post.
But hey, let me tell you something. You know, when you live abroad. Me, but I live abroad, I don't give a damn who play. I just love the music.
I could be
on the moon. As long as I hear junk in the music, hey, I'm getting up. It's in our DNA. It's in Bayman DNA.
All right, sir.
You better be careful.
You hear what you say, right? So if ice come outside, you better not start playing some speakers with some good old-fashioned junk in you right back here on East Street with us.
No, man. Hey, look here. I'm over here. They shipped me over here to the VA in Tampa. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I told you, man, I went through a depression, man. When they tell me I could lose my leg, that's why I wasn't calling it. But, you know, Junkanoo is in Bahamian DNA. Like I said, when you live in the Bahamas, you get caught up in the competition. But me, I don't give a damn what group play. As long as I hear that music, man, I feel like someone hit me with a brick in my head. I got to get up, man.
Well, as long as they don't hit you in your knee and hit you in your head, you'll be all right. Good to hear from you, St. Pete. Get us back tomorrow, man. We got a ton of calls, but it's always good to hear from you, bro. And I'm glad to know you want the man, bro, for real.
Right now.
All right, let's get to this other call before we get to the break, and then we'll get to the break. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's up, buddy?
What's happening?
I was just on this now. I'm not going to disrespect you or disrespect your host or disrespect the public. But, you know, don't cut me off. Just, you know, I would like to be able to, you know, answer when I...
Right, and it should be a... It's called Talking Heads. You know what that means? It's more to... Turn your radio down, please. That means if you talk and you make a comment, me or my host would like to comment back on it. It's called a conversation.
I know, but I mean, you can't don't just cut me off without asking me.
Then don't tell me what to do on my show. Out the break.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
All right. The respect you receive is the respect you want. But we over that now. We over that. We done dap five in the middle, olive branch extended. Go ahead. Make your point.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I honestly and truly, I think we need a change in what we have been used to. Because, in all essence, what we've been used to is the fact of left and right. We need a center post that we could focus on for the Bahamian people that take care of the Bahamian people, that looks out for the Bahamian people. I don't think the Bahamian people have been looked out for. And I think the Bahamian people need to be looked out for. You know, and I'm not calling any party right now. I'm not going to call any party or anything like that. But the Bahamian people need to be looked out for. And I need... From what I've heard from both you and your panel, fair playing field across the board to say, hey, this is what, you know, hello?
Go ahead, we're listening.
I'm an equal opportunity BS caller. I call BS on everybody, bro.
No, it hasn't been BS on everybody. Because, from my standpoint, I think it needs to be fair to let the people know, hey, this is what you have, the opportunity A, B, and C. Choose from A, B, and C. But from what I've been hearing on your show, you've been, hey, A is A, B, and don't worry about C. C is just crazy.
A is A, and B is B because they are proving themselves. C is trying to prove themselves. It's fledgling and not doing a good job.
But them proving themselves have nothing to do with you.
Right. It they has everything to do with the party.
The people have to choose that, hey,
with the party.
Themselves. With, you can't
call it, Carla, hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Hold on, Carla, but
then, we're not running PR for the COI. I get your frustration. You guys had a press conference planned for yesterday. And at the end of the day, you saw the bigger conversation. Okay, well let me just finish. You saw the conversation revolve around, but that's because of what was presented in front of us. Let's be honest. What was presented in front of us yesterday? We had Mr. Pintard and the Free National Movement come out and detail a plan. It's called SHIELD, and tell us exactly what they think is happening. Tell us exactly what they plan to do. Were they to be elected the government? And then we have this current administration, the Davis administration, come and say, okay, well, you know, these are some numbers based on what we've done over the last 4 years. We still have some issues, but then they didn't answer the core questions that Bahamians have. And then we had the COI come at the end of the day, scream and shout at the other two parties and said, okay, we're going to do the Long Island way. We're going to freeze, put a moratorium on work permits. It just makes no sense, I'll be honest with you. And we can do X, Y, we can do X, Y, and Z.
Let me make this point. We have seen it from 73, so we realize what bad BS is. So if we see a third party on some bad BS, we could call it right away, just like we've seen bad BS from the PLP and bad BS from the FNM. And I see
the other two are saying the same thing what they've been saying for almost
30 years. I'll give the COI a little bit of free advice.
But what is new and innovative about the Long Island plan, drenched in xenophobia and racism?
Yeah, but
what's innovative about that?
When you look at it, when you've beaten all of the angles and there's only one angle left, what are you going to do?
Well, then maybe that new angle should come with actual factual and not pie-in-the-sky promises of 100,000 and all that.
And unless it's proven.
And make yourself appealing. You know, just because Bahamians are fed up with being disappointed from the two major parties over the course of the last 50 years does not mean that you could come and say, hey, I'm new, it works. You have to have sound plans. You have to show people how you're going to execute. You cannot be emotional and extremist in everything you say you're going to do because everything is bad. That is not the way to run a country. Immigration is a problem for this country, but immigration ties into everything. It ties into education, healthcare. It ties into our economy. It ties into foreign direct investment. So yes, we do have to clean things up. We have to make things better, but burning down the house is not the way to do it. We want to get rid of the problems, but we're not going to burn down the house. You have to have a plan that makes sense, that can work, and that's executed sensibly. Because not only did, you know, Mr. Bain talk about, you know, the way that he was going to approach immigration and some of the views, I got to tell you that whole Dominican Republic, Long Island, that's not Bahamian. That's not the Bahamian way of thinking.
Very Trumpian.
Making persons, making Bahamians violent toward. We do not have to get violent in order to solve this problem. We have very capable security forces that, if given the correct policy, the correct leadership, can ensure that we are safe, our borders are protected, and Bahamians don't have to get radicalized in the process. Now, if you're good being radicalized, you can hold on a second, because we've given you several opportunities to speak, lies to solve this problem. And that's a part of it, because you're so frustrated. Because many COIs are so frustrated, they want to just burn the whole thing down in order to get something done. But most Bahamians, right-thinking Bahamians, will not follow you down that road. I'm sorry. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, now that's where we are wrong in what our thinking are. You know we are? We are sitting ducks to sit down and say, listen, anyone that comes here that's stronger than us, feel more viable than us.
Nobody said that they're stronger than us.
Tell me you said you're going to allow me to speak.
You know what, caller? But you're not going to speak off false premises. So, yeah. We could get rid of that caller.
Not the stereotype, but
let me say this.
That's the COI. A lot of conspiracy theories, a lot of talks, but more than facts.
They're very angry, a lot of their members I see, and I get it.
But let's be real. Let's be honest.
But this whole thing, we're not sitting ducks. If you feel like a sitting duck, well, that's something you got to work out.
Let me use a sports analogy. The COI is an expansion franchise. When you see the NBA, the NFL, and Major League Baseball, they do a draft, and it's called an expansion draft. And what do? They take the players that weren't good enough to be starters on their own team and formulate their new team. Well, your leader, Mr. Bain, was never good enough to be a starter for the FNM. We know about the Pinewood fiasco and the recordings. He was never good enough to be part of the DNA, didn't stick around long enough. And now COI. How many expansion franchises do you want to start up? And obviously, if you want to be recognized, you got to put in the work and you have to accept the fact that people are going to say, look, you're an expansion franchise. Let me see you win a couple of games before I come watch you play.
Frederick
or before I buy a jersey.
Frederick Nietzsche has a great quote. If you read Beyond Good and Evil, he talks about, you know, making assurances that we don't become the monsters when we fight monsters. So immigration presents a problem and we think these people are X, Y, Z. We do not have to get extremist in order to tackle this problem. I think the exact quote is, he who fights with monsters should look to it that he himself does not become a monster.
Correct.
And a lot of what we're hearing, and actually the COI should be a little bit embarrassed because they missed an opportunity yesterday. They came third after the two major parties spoke, and they could have presented a cogent plan. Instead, all we got was, oh, they talking about it because we talking about it. Oh, they take our ideas. Oh, we can do the Long Island plan. We could do the Dominican Republic plan. And you don't have to be a genius to read between the lines of what he's saying. That's embarrassing, and it's borderline xenophobic. Yes, we have an immigration problem. But no, everybody doesn't have to take up arms and be, you know, violent in order to solve it. That's what we pay hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer revenue in order for our trained security forces to handle, okay? So come with some good ideas. Don't come with, let's turn this into Haiti to get rid of the Haitians, okay?
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Good afternoon, Nordy.
Afternoon.
Hey, caller.
And MG.
Hey.
MG, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No. Hey, caller.
Here's the thing. Do you know about 2 years ago, I was listening to Mr. Bain. I never said I was convinced, but I listened.
Sure.
Because, you know, I think, you know, you're open-minded when
of
you
course.
Listen.
Of course. Yeah.
But recently, but listen, let me say this. Recently, I watched Mr. Bain's supporters. Now, I'm not saying all.
No.
They are so angry until it's scary, and I don't know why. Because MJ and Naughty, as we all know, parties emerge. But there's always, you have to take your licks. Sometimes you win, you might not win, but you stay on it.
Yeah.
You let your message go forth.
Yep.
You try to convince a little more this year than you did last year. And this is how you get your people. But you don't expect to come and expect everybody to get on board. And if they don't get on board, oh, well, we're ready. There's not going to be any more Bahamas.
Yeah. No, you're
it's a turn off.
Right.
And so while I was listening there, I am no longer listening because I've been listening to them on various talk bunch, and I am scared of them. So this person who just you had on, this is evidence of what I'm just saying. They are angry and they need to slow their tone, wait their time. And they have some good points to make. You know, I'm not.
That's the crazy part. Like, it's true. They do.
Yes. Not give them that.
Yeah.
But my point. But look, listen to MJ. Listen to this. Watch the two parties that they often call these two parties.
Right.
Look at the TLP. Look at the record. Look at the S&M. Look at their record. They were in the wilderness.
Yes, you're
for
right.
For a long time.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And then, when the time was right, they came forth victorious. That's the process. What makes you think they want us to believe that Mr. Bain just came flying down from heaven and God anointed him and said, you're the man?
Thank you so much.
Good stuff, Paula.
So
great point.
Have
I appreciate it.
A good afternoon.
Naughty. Here we go. Naughty, Haitians outnumber Bahamians in the Bahamas, period. Naughty, sad to say there are no Bahamians doing construction. I don't know why.
That is very sad. Because right, construction is being used as, you know, the reason why we have so many persons getting these work in construction, which is crazy. That explanation is just... it's weird.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Yes, all governments have allowed immigration to get out of control, but there has never been a government like this one who has been facilitating the influx of migrants. It's all about money. Why is Bahamas Air still flying into Haiti? There is still major unrest in that country. How can we confirm whether or not these people have criminal records, etc.? This government is putting Bahamian lives at risk.
And that
period.
Was one thing. Great, great text there, text. So that was one thing the minister should have addressed.
Naughty and MJ, if you want to know what the Long Island way is, it's do your darn job. Stop looking for under-the-table kickbacks and slackness. That's what from Long Island.
Yeah, that's no. Thank you, Long Island. I'm sure that's the way that Long Island handles its business. But the reference he made came just after talking about the Dominican Republic. And I think that context is important. I won't repeat what people generally consider to be the Dominican Republic way, but it's not the Bahamian way.
Naughty and MJ, trust me, those security guards are not Haitian Bahamians. I suppose those Creole-speaking packing women who are working in those food stores are Haitian Bahamians too. But do security guards and packers require a certain skill? I guess Bahamians are too unskilled for those jobs.
There's no way you could justify those jobs going to foreigners. I don't even know how you sign a work permit for that. Like, absolutely not. I would not sign a work permit for no packing job.
Naughty and MJ, did Lincoln Ben say that the FNM and PLP stole the ideas he stole? I like when people say they're not COI, but immediately attack for the they can't vote. Look at the millions of high-quality shacks those construction workers in Haiti built here. We need them to come here and build those shacks. Boy, you dripping in sarcasm today, Dexter. Don't make me laugh. Here's another one. Naughty, can C. Allen Johnson go back into the COI and correctly state what Lincoln Bain has been attempting and struggling to explain? Maybe if C. Allen explained the natural resources from the COI or to the COI, they would gain credibility. Hello, Naughty and MJ. Excellent talk show on illegal immigration in the Bahamas, and you are calling everybody out. We need a better Bahamas for organic Bahamians. The Shout Saxon Superstars Junkanoo Group is fabulous. We from Grand Bahama. We listening.
Shout out Grand Bahama.
Yeah, Naughty, get him. Or get that. I like how you got that caller, because you and MJ are the fairest talk shows in this country. Don't worry about that caller. I could hear he's a COI operative. He is so rude and out of touch. MJ, they send Monroe because he is the biggest gaslighter they have.
Yikes.
Naughty, MJ, can you please tell me what, pray tell, is a Haitian Bahamian? ?
I know, recognized in our Constitution, but it's just colloquially, and particularly in the Western world, if someone has heritage from a country and they kind of hew close to it, they get abbreviated, Mexican-Americans, Cuban-Americans. But at the end of the day, it's just Bahamians. I'm not hyphenating my name. I'm just a Bahamian. I'm happy to be one.
Let me get these last texts in, and we'll get to the last call as well, too. Naughty, the PRP administration rejects being held accountable. They see everything as an attack on the party. Government and technocrats in government has less to say about issues than PRP party trolls. Fred Mitchell is acting like the chief troll instead of a gatekeeper and a member of the government, especially Minister of Foreign Affairs the MP for Fox Hill.
It's gone worse than that, because one of the things that our Minister of National Security did was he every time you have an opinion on maybe something that isn't being executed up to the standard that we would like, or maybe we want something done a little differently, or perhaps a policy change, he always tries to spin it as an attack on either the police. So you say they, so you're attacking the police. Oh, you say this, so you're attacking the immigration officers. Or you say this, so you attacking the firefighters. Absolutely not. Okay, we know those people are hardworking. We know Defense Force officers are hardworking. It's the policies that we are questioning.
Ah, you got it. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking.
Naughty, what's good, man?
Hey, what's going on, Knowledge? You are last one for the day, so make it quick. Get your point in. Appreciate you calling in. Wish you got in a little sooner, but go ahead, bro.
No, I appreciate it. And MJ, I see you still keeping bad company.
I can't help it.
Along. Listen.
LeBron still sucks, and all his fans are mindless brunsexuals.
I'm in, mind. All the COI, more of us need to be angry. And I'm not talking about violence or anything silly. Angry to the point of where we actually stop sitting on the sidelines, on our backsides, staying ignorant. Do you realize how many people don't even know what Article 7 is?
I think
what the Nationality Act is?
I think I've seen more. This particular subject, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I said that the government needed to, because you could hear it on the streets. I have chat groups, I have WhatsApp groups with friends, like just moms and businesswomen, and they talk about immigration, and this is a recent phenomena, okay?
But MJ, here's the thing.
They talk about it.
This is purposeful, MJ, to keep your voting public ignorant. We aren't taught anything civics. Come on, man. We're still talking about Christopher Columbus. Let's be real about this thing, man. We're still talking about it.
I hear you.
I heard you the other day talking about Lutheran adventures and
online, free. Various acts, penal code, amendments, all sorts of things are online free. More of us need to get angry again. This ain't no COI endorsement. We need to get angry to the point of where we actually educate ourselves. So when our government makes decisions, practice nonsense, or we actually do some research, see the things that are in play that are contrary to our Constitution, the supreme law of the land, then we actually do something about it and challenge them instead of all the sweet talk.
I think you made a good point when you talk about Bahamians and us educating ourselves. I don't buy into in 2025 that, oh, we're going to blame it on the government. They're trying to keep us ignorant. Your sense is in your hands now.
It's
we have artificial intelligence, and we have all sorts of ways to learn educate ourselves.
It's online free. Let me leave you with this, please, MJ.
Hey, go ahead.
The minister made that statement of national security. Where's the minister of immigration? But anyway, moving right along.
Yes.
So he made the statement about if there are Bahamians that are qualified, they get the jobs. And if there is anybody where a Bahamian is not qualified, they have to meet the prerequisites. Go and do an audit of every single major hotel development here. Some of our highfalutin funds, do an audit of them. Check the people's skill set. Match it against the qualified Bahamians that are doing these people's jobs. That makes the minister a non-truth teller. Let me call it that. Do you realize how many of the restaurants, I ain't going to say who the people are, and their liquor stores have Filipinos working in them? Who signed off on the labor certificate for that?
Who signed off is a good question. Thank you so much. Who signed off on it? And if you have a change in government, then you'd expect that the new people, do things differently and hopefully better.
Well, it's that time. You got to get up out of here, man. All right. But before, I appreciate everybody who chimed in, called in, texted in. Listen, we could agree to disagree. That's what I want you all to understand. We don't have to agree on everything in order to make this country better and make the Bahamas great again. But we got to be able to agree to disagree. You got to be able to call BS when we hear it, when we see it. Because we've had too much BS over the last 52 years. Old forms of BS, new forms of BS. We just need to eliminate the BS. Keep it actual, factual. Keep it objective. And focus on what Bahamians need to benefit from first. And then we could figure out the rest after that, once Bahamians are straight first in their own country.
Absolutely.
And I don't mind who you pull for. I look at politics like sports. If I think your quarterback sucks, I can tell you your quarterback sucks. So if I think your leader sucks, I can say your leader sucks. Right then.
And I think most Bahamians can come together on this issue of immigration, but it's just about the path that we're going to take to get to where we want to be.
Correct. And remember, the Bahamas is an international brand. People are watching, so we need to do something with some modicum of respect and sensibility when we do it.
It's a little bit of sense, eh?
Sense. And sensibility.
And not nonsense.
And not nonsense or nonsensical theories.
I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Look at this.
Go ahead.
Naughty, which international leader does Mr. Bain remind you of? Trump.
The one who said he can pull people's citizenship, because, that's the next thing anyway.
No, he kind of reminds me more of Jim Jones and sipping Kool-Aid. But anyway, that's another talk for another day.
Another day.
We see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the truth.
Tired of the hustle and bustle of Nassau? Fly away to the Family Islands with our fly-free offer for Bahamian residents. Stay at any of our hotels for 2 nights and get a round-trip ticket for free. Visit BahamasResidents.com for details.
My Bahama land, yes, my country. Come fly away with me.
Hear that? That's not just a crunch. It's the sound of flavor turning up. Introducing the Doritos Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, a delicious combination of KFC's juicy original recipe extra large filet, stacked with real Doritos nacho cheese chips for a loud, cheesy crunch in every bite. It's bold, it's crunchy, and it's only $8.95. Everyone's chasing the crunch. Don't be the one who missed it. KFC and Doritos, a crunch that's finger-licking good.
Nassau Cruise Board, Kalik, and Ricardo Rum presents the Made in the Bahamas Festival. Join us on Saturday, July the 19th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a cultural affair hosted by Kenny and the Mighty Pencil. Get ready for live performances by Avi, Fanshawn, Ancient Man, and more. Plus music by the Best Boy Entertainment by the Royal Bahamas Police Force Band, a Junkanoo Rush Out, giveaways, and tasty Bahamian food. Admission is only $10, so don't miss out. Drink responsibly and celebrate proudly.